It is 8:11 at WEOL, and joining us, as he does most every month, is Bill Harper from the United Way of Greater Lorain County.
Good morning.
And usually you bring somebody with you as a collaborative, but...
I do. But this was one of those mornings where just had to kind of scramble to get here.
Oh, and, don't say scramble to get here. you made it here in time with no problem.
Actually, I was in the office and I said, holy moly, I need to be back in Elyria.
That's right. Well, that's why beginning at 7 o'clock, I always make it every 10 minutes I announce it. Bill Harper,
and I appreciate
somebody
that.
Somebody from United Way will be here so that if somebody's hearing, thinking,
I appreciate that.
I should be here. And you're here to talk a little bit about some of the collaboratives, some of the things that happened. The Week of Caring was in September. Give us a report on the, how
so, this is a time when every year, as just as some of our supporters are kicking off their United Way campaigns, we give people an opportunity to test out the idea of volunteering, which we have folks who do it all year round, but some people are new to it, and it's an opportunity to get engaged in the community. So we actually had 336 volunteers that came out for the Week of Caring, and they provided 890 hours of service. This was our 23rd annual Week of Caring. So we brought people together to these projects around the community, included painting projects, construction projects, some youth engagement. People were involved in reading and tutoring, some gardening and farming, preparing and serving meals, food sorting. We actually had some attorneys through the Legal Aid Society did a legal clinic, a health fair, and we had a school field day actually at Midview for over 900 fifth through eighth graders, and that was a trip. It was a beautiful day, but you can imagine.
I always did field days like in the springtime or whatever.
Well, this was part of our Common View collaborative with Midview and Clearview schools, and Midview thought they'd get the year kicked off with healthy ideas and so forth, and so, but it's a little bit intimidating when you're standing out there with some other volunteer adults and these legions of middle schoolers, are coming out of the school onto your field.
Just as long as you have a whistle, you're pretty good.
You're a whistle, yes.
You're pretty good.
And you have teachers who have that teacher look. You know, they just give that look like it just stops you in your tracks.
Right.
Yes.
So there was able to control to have a good time out there for that. Now, talk a bit. I guess they also dedicated a walking path?
Yes, a walking path that connects all of the Midview schools. And it's actually about 3,000 feet long. It connects the elementary, middle school, and high school campuses to Ross Field in that Midview school campus there in Grafton. Pretty cool. It was actually made possible. It was a grant to the collaborative by the Lorain County General Health District, which is our lead agency for that collaborative. And actually, there was also support from United Way. Eaton Township also contributed, and it was installed by Plass Brothers Paving, which is a local company. So everyone really benefited, and so we had a ribbon-cutting ceremony to do that, and it's getting used all the time by not only teachers and administrators and students, but people from the community are finding it a great place to walk.
Does it have it not? Is it somewhat scenic, or are we just like walking through a field, or how does it?
Well, it's scenic from the standpoint that you're walking through that campus.
Okay.
So there's all kinds of things to pay attention to. You can see your neighbors are there as well, and you don't have to. You know, in the rural parts of the county, you kind of walk on the road.
I was going to say sidewalks. What are those?
Yeah, what's that? Right? You know, and like when I take my dogs for a walk and they know the term car and they dive into the ditch, you know, to avoid the car along with me. That's what you do. But this is a safe walking path where you can, see your neighbors and just socialize as well as stay fit.
And that's kind of what you've focused on. I remember when you talked about some of the main goals for United Way and the collaborative.
Yeah.
Sort of that healthy aspect has been a part of it. For many years, when we thought of United Way, we always think of different social service, different agencies that people have for somebody in need or whatever. But this is sort of a I don't know, a lifestyle kind of initiative.
Well, what we started with was, what were all the various needs in our community and where could we make a difference? And we knew that health was an issue, especially for low-income working families that perhaps couldn't afford to, you know, get a membership at a local health club, or maybe their options were limited. So by providing walking paths and other low-cost options, we're giving those folks an opportunity to stay healthy. And, you know, eating healthy is a part of that. And the Common View Collaborative is focused on middle school students, so they can kind of develop these habits earlier on.
Yeah, middle school, that's that area where you win them or lose them sometimes, depending on how they go or what the habits they develop during that time, too.
Certainly I remember how awkward I felt during that time of my life, and you're not quite sure who you are, but you are developing those habits, and educators tell us it's really the last best chance to influence positively that child's life. So,
and it also impacts them in regards to what United Way is. Many of them may have no idea what this organization is, or they may hear their parents about donating something, or they may see some ads on the television doing sports events, because the NFL is usually involved in something. But this also exposes them, I guess, to sort of what your local agency
does. Well, you know, traditionally we were an organization that raised funds in working with local businesses to raise funds for, like you say, social services mainly. And that model like a lot of things, with the advent of the internet, with our changing society, that model no longer was necessary. What we do obviously raise funds with benefit of lots of individuals, including local businesses, but we need to apply those resources in ways that make a difference.
And that's what these collaboratives are all about. I'm looking at the site for uwlorainecounty.org.
Yeah.
And I see that you have a volunteer orientation coming up at the end of this month.
We do on Sunday, October 25th from 3 to 4. And people can sign up for that. We also have a volunteer project that people can still sign up for that just started in October. It's called, here we go again, Learn and Play the Healthy Way, and this is at Boys and Girls Club in Elyria, and it's every other Thursday. So it's a great opportunity for people, you know, to get out and be engaged in their community. We've had some of these terrible things that have happened, like the shootings in Oregon and so forth, Bruce. I don't know if you've felt that, but I just kind of feel blah about it. I mean, that's just gets you down, obviously. What can you do about it? And I think getting more people involved in our community, helping others, helps the people that are engaging the volunteers, but also makes the people that they're helping feel like, hey, somebody cares about me. And I think that's what really makes a community, and hopefully can prevent those types of things from happening more.
Right. And a voluntary orientation as well, people kind of get the skills
they find out how to sign up for volunteer events. You know, they go through a basic screening to make sure that, you know, they have good intentions. And obviously, if there are children involved, there's further screenings that, you know, people have to go through. But it's all about getting them oriented to the process so that they can pick and choose what volunteer opportunities they want to take advantage of when they can do them.
And you've worked at a collaboration with the Hands-On.
Yeah, Hands-On Northeast Ohio is our partner in this. And we created something called the Lorain County Volunteer Connection. You've met Gwen Stembridge, who leads that effort, and she and Jeff Griffiths do just an awesome job for us here in Lorain County with that project.
Sounds good. And of course, as we should mention, still the campaign still going on.
Lots of businesses out there that are doing that, and of course, individuals are encouraged to go to uwlorainecounty.org and click on the Give button, and it's a very easy process to give to your local United Way.
That sounds great. Bill Harper, Executive Director of United Way of Greater Lorain County, thanks for finding your way in here this
morning. My pleasure. Thanks for your help.
It is 821 at WEOL.